Welcome. Today is the 21st day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Psalm 80 and is written by Joanne E. Spence. As I ponder this psalm, I hear a wistful and yearning tone. The repeated use of the word restore suggests to me that the sought-for restoration involved waiting. I have never known restoration to be a quick process, whether it has involved buildings, paintings, or people. Restoration looks like, and often is, a painfully slow process. Slowness is not something I'm good at, though my vocation involves teaching people how to slow down. Slowness usually involves being thoughtful and paying attention. But paying attention to what? To whom? In my early years of learning to slow down, my mind would go crazy and chomp at the bit. Not unlike the minds of the Israelites, whom the psalmist reveals as pleading, "Come to save us. Let your face shine that we may be saved." Three times in this psalm they make this cry to the Lord, waiting and yearning, waiting and yearning. The struggle is real. I have a friend who is obviously pregnant. She is waiting and yearning for her baby boy to be born. As she notes, pregnancy is not only the perfect metaphor for Advent, but even for our life as a whole. As Christians, we live in the already but not yet space of Christ's return, when all things will be made new. But like me, most of us are not good at waiting. The slow work of restoration does not come quickly or easily. Just ask any child who has long awaited Christmas morning and tried to stay awake all night on Christmas Eve to watch and wait. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may we practice a posture of readiness in our waiting for the time when you will again break into our current reality. As our brother Teilhard de Chardin reminds us to do, help us, above all, to trust in the slow work of God, a long time, though it may take. Amen.